Another way to identify passion, quote unquote, is to pay attention to the things that you find exciting. Excitement is not just fun and games, you know. Excitement is what we're looking for when we're avoiding boredom or routine or rot. If you can pay attention to the things that excite you, it may very well be that in that thing is something you can do constantly and never get tired of it. For example, some people are very excited about travel and they do not travel to regular places like the rest of us mortals. Like the average Nigerian person will probably go to Dubai or the UK or the US. I have a friend who goes to the most uncommon places and he says he loves to just walk and experience the cities and, you know, experience the culture. He dresses up in the local attire and takes pictures and does things that most people would not do. You know, well, maybe this is a mentality I think is very common in the West. But for us Nigerians here, we just want to go travel and shop. But my friend goes and experiences new places, immersing himself in the culture. Now, he is a consultant, but he can very well find a niche in travel that he, you know, educates people on places to go, what to expect, what to experience, what to do, and he can make that a job. It's very possible, and he can make a comfortable living doing just that. There's some people that are movie buffs. They know every movie. They know the actors in the movies. They can critique movies. They know what makes a good movie and all that stuff. I have no idea. But people make careers out of being able to, you know, look at things with different eyes than the rest of us. And they now provide this as a service for the rest of us. And we pay them because it's something we value, you see. So there are many, many ways to find out what your passion is, what you love, what interests you, what excites you. And you can use that knowledge to narrow down, and you could use it, guess what? Turn it into a business. You could use it as your fuel for the weekend. Your job could be what would be supporting this interest or passions of yours. On a side note, it just crossed my mind. Some people have a passion for collecting stamps. Some people are bird watchers. Some people collect wristwatches, antique wristwatches. Some people collect art. There's so many, many things that we can be passionate about. I'm having an inverted comma in the air. And it doesn't have to be the regular, everyday thing everybody else thinks should be. We are unique. We're different people. And just as much as we are unique, our passion, our interest can be unique. So I'd say, let us open our eyes to the possibilities of where our interests lay so that we can begin to see that experiencing the things that excite and interest us and make us awestruck is where meaning and expansion comes from in our lives. Whether or not we work full-time 9-to-5, whether or not we're interested in turning these things into full-time jobs or not. It's so important that we're able to pinpoint and narrow down what our passion is. As I said, this is a topic very close to my heart because a lot of people get it wrong. And I know I have repeated myself 1,001 times in this episode. And no, I'm not apologizing. I think it is worth the repetition because when you can find what makes your heart sing, life becomes more joyous. It doesn't mean that the thing will be easy to do. It doesn't mean that it won't be with its own challenges. But it is so much easier to get through each and every day when you know the things that you can do that makes your heart sink. So my dear friend, find what excites you. Find what makes your... Find what brings you joy. And it is there. It's there. Never give up the possibility of finding it. It's there somewhere deep in your heart. And do not ignore it. Find a way to nourish it. And believe me, you do not have to make money from it, but you must absolutely find a way to live it and enjoy so that your heart and life is more robust and is more exciting, and you are much more fun than you can ever imagine yourself to be. Thank you for listening to my long rant on passion and excitement today. I hope you're going to use this to move forward in your life and in your work so that, you know, all of us together can be a more passion-driven community. Your soul sister on Monday Blues, aka Monday is not the enemy. Drop your comments and do share with your friends, and let's all grow together. Bye.